Hello, everyone. I'm Prashawn Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A suicide bomber has killed at least 8 people and injured 22 people at a packed market in downtown Islamabad, Pakistan. The blast coincided with the anniversary of the Red Mosque siege last year. In that attack, thousands were attending a rally and hundreds of police officers were on hand for security. Authorities believe police were the target of that bombing. The United Arab Emirates has forgiven Iraq of everything it owes the UAE, totaling nearly $7 billion. The announcement came after a meeting this morning between the country's leaders. The UAE's leader released a statement promising to forgive the debts and announced the appointment of an ambassador to help rebuild holy buildings damaged by terrorists. The United States and other nations are asking other countries to forgive Iraq's debt as well. President Bush and leaders of the world's top industrialized nations are gathering in Japan for Monday's G8 summit. They'll tackle several tough issues, including rising oil prices and the political crisis in Zimbabwe. President Bush already met with Japan's prime minister. They discussed climate change and agreed to both attend the Olympic ceremonies in China, despite some boycotts. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Bertha to strengthen in the days to come, but say it's too early to predict if it will hit land. Right now, it's brewing in the Caribbean with winds up to 50 miles an hour. Bertha is the second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. The cause of the nation's salmonella outbreak, still a mystery, folks. FDA officials continue to search for the cause and are now checking tomato farms in Mexico. And starting tomorrow, they'll expand the salmonella probe beyond tomatoes to include cilantro, jalapeno peppers, and some onions from Mexico. Since April, the outbreak has sickened more than 900 people across the U.S. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.